Now, after these events, it was that God tested Avraham and said to him, Avraham. He said, Here I am. He said, Pray take your son, your only one, whom you love, Yitzhak, and go you forth to the land of Moriah, seeing, and offer him up there as an offering up upon one of the mountains that I will tell you of. Avraham started early in the morning. He saddled his donkey. He took his two serving lads with him and Yitzhak his son. He split wood for the offering up and arose and went to the place which God had told him of. On the third day, Avraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Avraham said to his lads, You stay here with the donkey. I and the lad wish to go yonder. We wish to bow down and then return to you. Avraham took the wood for the offering up. He placed them upon Yitzhak his son, while in his hand he took the fire and the knife. Thus the two of them went together. Yitzhak said to Avraham his father, he said, Father. He said, Here I am, my son. He said, Here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the offering up? Avraham said, God will see for himself to the lamb for the offering up, my son. Thus the two of them went together. They came to the place which God had told him of. There Avraham built the altar and arranged the wood and bound Yitzhak his son and placed him on the altar atop the wood. And Avraham stretched out his hand. He took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from the heavens and said, Avraham, Avraham. He said, Here I am. He said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad. Do not do anything to him. For now I know that you hold God in awe. You have not withheld your son, your only one, from me. Avraham lifted up his eyes and saw, here, a ram caught behind in the thicket by its horns. Avraham went, he took the ram, and offered it up as an offering up in place of his son. Avraham called the name of that place, The Lord Sees, as the saying is today, On the Lord's mountain it is seen. And the Lord's messenger called to Avraham a second time from the heavens and said, By myself I swear, the Lord's utterance, indeed, because you have done this thing, have not withheld your son, your only one. Indeed, I will bless you. I will make your seed many, yes, many, like the stars of the heavens and like the sand that is on the shore of the sea. Your seed shall inherit the gate of their enemies. All nations of the earth shall enjoy blessing through your seed, in consequence of your hearkening to my voice. Avraham returned to his lads. They arose and went together to Be'er Sheva. And Avraham stayed in Be'er Sheva.